What's up, you guys? It's Ratchet Mondays. We're here with Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Season 6, Episode 3. It's about to go down. We got the sister wives popping off, and we got a lot of secrets that are being revealed. You don't want to miss out.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Best time of life, cute face and waist with
a big
butt. I need to die. Best time of life, cute face and waist with a.
Turn this up, hey. You want this money, then you gotta be a bad bitch.
Oh, y'all don't even know why I'm talking to him over here.
That's what we do. We do it every Monday.
Ratchet Monday. Building.
Ratchet Monday.
But hey, you guys, we are clearly lit tonight because, you know, it's Ratchet Mondays, Love & Hip Hop, Season 6. What's up? We are here for AfterBuzz TV. We are going in tonight, and I'm just super excited because I'm joined by the best of the best.
Oh, you already know.
The best of the best. So, Khalil Boo Boo, what's up?
What's up, yo? Roles. It's your boy Khalil Abubu. Shop Petty Swag. Follow me at Khalil Abubu.
Jimmy V here. You already know what it is. Check out the blogspot. Jimmy. I fucked it up.
Be your own dad. Blogspot.com.
Yeah. Log on.
And you know what's up, you guys. I'm your girl Trinae. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae. We're missing our fourth member
Liam,
of the
Clippers game.
He's at a Clippers game right now.
Watching some basketball.
They over here telling on you, Lim, but it's all good because tonight.
With a bag behind, I need to dive like Jessica does.
So does Jessica Dime look just like what's her name? Trina?
No.
She did in the shot where they were at.
Bruh. With all the wigs and all the...
Trina is a goddess.
I'm Jessica just saying.
Dime, and not no shade. No.
We gonna get into that because we are just going to slide in really deeply.
We going to slide.
Last week, just as I predicted.
Same old bullshit.
Kirk had the nerve.
Yeah.
He's over here mumbling and stumbling over his words.
Mm-hmm.
So we were at the dinner table, and I don't know about y'all, but I felt like I was at the had a seat at the dinner table.
Oh, this was some lemonade.
This was some lemonade this type of some... stuff because she asked Kirk, you know, what's up? Like, what is this?
What?
He's like, he finally, like, you know, realizes that he's got to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that, I mean, she was a friend.
She was a friend. It's always a friend.
But you say he's just a friend.
So basically then, the worst thing that he could have ever did was he said, I was drunk.
Right. He had all the typical lines after that.
Ingredients of a
liar.
I was
drunk.
Yeah.
I lied because I love her and I didn't want to hurt her.
Yeah, no. That pissed me off. He said, that pissed me off because it's like, come on, Kirk. Like, you did this how many times? Jacuzzi, the female.
How many times?
We've seen it over and over.
You know what I mean? Over and Kirk. Over and over.
Same old
and
song.
And now, finally, we see Rashida throw over her wedding ring.
Yeah.
Because she's over it.
I wanted her to slap shit out of him.
She almost did. She threw the IKEA pillow or placemat.
It was a table cover. That's what it was.
Yeah. And we've seen that this is going to be a story that's going to be, you know, evolving shortly and all that. But then, just to just piggyback off this whole situation, we were invited to a fashion show. Feel like you were there?
Oh, man. Right? So much not to do at that fashion show. Yeah.
I mean, we had Tommy and... Tammy.
We had the whole crew there. Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? But that was weird, right? Like, we had Tammy and Tommy linking up, being friends.
Right. Like, I linked up with my girl because we got so many similarities, blah, blah, blah. And then Mimi's like, I've never seen them hang out before, ever.
She's like, exactly. Tommy's like, I had to upgrade my squad or whatever.
Upgrade my squad.
But Tommy, what were we going to say?
No, I was just going to ask, how old is her, upgrade, talking about upgrading her squad?
Yeah, it is an upgrade, but... It's
to the cast now? To the cast?
You know.
That's his squad?
When you have, you know, inmates, they're usually part of your crew. It is an upgrade, right?
Right,
They're looking bomb. They're in the Uber and the Oobs on the way to the lituation.
Yeah,
They head over to looks like Ariane's brand. And we are introduced to not only the one and only... Jessica Dime.
She back in action. She looks much better this season than what we've seen her before.
So far.
She was looking really bomb. So I mean, I was just like cracking up. And she's like, you know, I've been working, making connections.
Making connections.
You know.
Staying out of prison.
Making, you know, doing what I gotta do. So, yeah. But, no, then the storyline gets even more weird because... As we see Tommy and Tammy walk in, we see Mimi, and she's like, what is Tommy doing here? Like, the last thing I, you know is that she snatched off old girl's wig. So, just to fast forward over to all of that craziness, what did you guys think about this whole meetup?
I mean, it was pretty much a meetup of the whole cast, all right? You had Tommy, Tammy, Jessica Dime, Mimi, Carly Red, Ariana, Melissa. Did I miss anyone?
Venetia. About three Kims.
So, you had all them meet up at the fashion show. Only good thing that happened out the whole situation, which they handled good, was they said their apologies and said, I'm over the whole situation.
I enjoyed that. And
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I enjoyed that, and I enjoyed Tammy. Much respect to Tammy for removing herself from this dialogue.
Situation. Yeah.
When they started talking about Rashida's
situation. Same old dirty.
Because, okay.
Carly Red, go speak on it.
This whole situation was messy from the start. First, Tommy brings up Jocelyn. Why are we bringing up Jocelyn? No one brought her up. Mm-hmm. And that's when we see, okay, now Jessica Dime and Tommy, they have a, you know, reason to be friends. They both don't like her. Then we see Tommy and Carly, you know, Carly is being petty, saying, you know,
same on Carly Ram.
I slept with your man, you know, if you weren't giving him what he needed, then he would have never came to me. And then we see the full, like, girl-on-girl, mean girl hug.
This is what annoys me, because it's like...
I thought Tommy was like body slam.
This is the issue about when dudes go to multiple girls. It's like the girl thinks... Not all the time, but it's like they get in their head like, oh, yeah, I'm the shit. I got it going on. It's like, no. It's like if you got to use the bathroom. Don't matter what toilet you go to. Like, I got to pee. I don't care. Like, I will pee in the corner if I can't find the bathroom. It doesn't matter. Like, it's no reason for these two bathrooms to be arguing about which one has the better toilet or the better flush.
You know,
my swirl goes clockwise. Your swirl goes counterclockwise. Who gives a fuck? I will piss in a corner, bruh. I just needed to pee.
That was great. There was no fights, you know. Tommy held herself like a true... I don't know if you guys back home was watching, but she kind of looked like she could be like a rapper. Like, her whole fit...
The way she spits, right?
She was giving me Little Kim vibes. Like, you know, especially when she threw on them shades. Like, she's like, I'm going to hit you. I'm blind to the BS. I'm going to hit you with the sun shades, the stunning shades or whatever, because you looking like old grass right now. Because, I don't know. Like, I feel like Carly was just... so she needs friends so badly that mm-hmm. she has yes. to always bring the drama, because no one brought up Rashida, and she's like, I gotta tell y'all something.
Listen, ooh, I gotta tell you.
I learned one thing from my man P. Diddy, all right? And he said, whoops, I said the wrong name. From Damon Dash, he said, don't be a chatty patty, all right? Nobody likes a chatty patty. Chatty Patty, when you saying stuff you don't know about. So she brought up Rashida's, whatever her name is, business for no reason, to spill the tea to everybody. So once again, shout out to Tammy, because she was like, look, I don't know where you guys are from, but I don't do this, so I'm going to step out.
No, that was smart, because it's like, it's easy to be in the situation and the hee-hee and the kiki.
Exactly, you know, be like,
it's childish, too. Girl, it's childish. Girl, for real? No, but it was just too much. Like, I now want to see... I know, I'm predicting that Carly Red and Rashida is going to be some beef between them. It was some beef between Rashida and... I forget the girl's name, who is now a big star right now.
We don't
know her name right now, but she's besties with Carly Red. You know her? And she's besties with Jocelyn. Yeah,
she's not on the season.
No, she had a spinoff.
But
Kay Michelle, it was some beef between
Kay Michelle and Rashida. Michelle was running her mouth, and now Carly Red is running her mouth, and she's gonna end up friendless.
Yeah.
But you know, speaking of friendly,
who's friendly?
There was a lot of friendly business going on in this particular episode.
So, shout out to the production on the angle that they did when they introduced this whole scene here, because obviously it looked like it was only Jasmine and Rod. Then they, you know, get that wide angle, you know, boom, then boom! We introduced to Kiana.
Now, for the viewers at home, if you were confused like me, I drew a little diagram to help understand. Here we go.
Okay.
I need my glasses for this one. Hold on. Okay, so here we go, right? Now, right here in the middle, we have Kirk, okay? That is our dickhead that we don't like from the beginning. He is married to Rashida. Notice the ring. Now, to the side, we got his two bitches, Jasmine and Kiana. Shout out to my cousin, Kiana. That's not my cousin.
That's not the
same one? But no. And it's spelled different?
I would hope not. Okay.
No, okay. Anyway, Jasmine is the girl that is pregnant with
the child.
Kurt's illegitimate baby. And Kiana is just some girl that Kurt was fucking. Now, if we extend the diagram, we'll see that Jasmine and Kirk are connected to Rod. Now, those are the two chicks we seen in the bed. And if you see right under Rod, we got Mimi with an X between it, because that's her ex-boyfriend. And shout out to Rod for the similar play. I don't know if he knew this when he said it, when they met at the end of the episode, he was like, you just jumping from Rod to Rod.
Right.
Yeah.
Get it?
That was great.
Get it?
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
And so
you're welcome.
We're introduced to Kiana. She's like, I'm a hard-working dancer.
Don't get
from
me started.
Girl, I know how hard-working you are, because, you know, getting up that pole... That's a workout in
ride
general.
To ride.
If you ain't doing that every day, it becomes a work. So I understand. But so we get to the gist that Rod has made an honest man.
That's right. An
honest relationship.
That's right.
So listen, he was stepping. Okay.
Let me tell you something here.
Okay.
There is a Jimmy V side that you guys don't know about. All right. Oh. Now, this Jimmy V side.
We keep learning new things tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
He's got two bad girls on his side at all times. He's stepping out a Ferrari. All right.
Oh, okay.
And he's living his life inside the clubs. So, I'm not that guy. I might be later on. I just don't know yet. But what I'm saying here is, Rod, I see what you're doing, but these girls... they gotta be smarter.
You know what?
I'm actually good on that.
He probably you're good on that? He probably good made some promises to them. You know, like, I'm going to get you out the strip club. Come through.
He got him out the strip club and on TV.
Because, you know, it's a lot of these old cats out here, which I'm assuming Kirk had his business cards with him while he's at the strip club. He probably was like, so you got a voice, right? Let me hear your voice. Let me hear you harmonize. Here's my card. And she was dumb enough to hit him up because she obviously needed the money. She obviously needed the time. She obviously was lonely. And she has this man here who's tipping her well. Mm. And so that's how we get this situation. But Rod, I feel like he is, you know, he has a lot of pimp qualities, and they fell for it because we got him first going out with Jasmine, and then he was cheating on Jasmine with Kiana. And they were, what were these girls dancing at the same club? Like,
when you I really want to know. Rod and Kirk is the same person, besides Kirk's marriage and all that. Yeah. They're the same person.
Because then we find out that Kiana was actually sleeping with Kirk too.
Yeah.
And then Rod had the nerve to be like, well, when I was away from prison, I thought that these girls would have, you know,
remained friends, united together.
But they split apart.
Yeah.
And that hurt me deeply.
And then what really made me want to just slap him bold-facedly in the head was when he was like, you know, you're the one who messed everything up because you decided to sleep with a married man. Both of you guys slept with a married man. So now we're blaming it on the girls because
exactly
you got away with bringing these two girls into the bed and... You know,
listen, we just gotta figure out how we can move on from here, guys.
And they're okay with it. Jasmine's like,
exactly, they're perfectly fine with it.
Jasmine, I don't know what's going on with Jasmine or what's in her head. How
listen,
I
feel she like her stock has dropped dramatically in two episodes, okay?
She don't have no lips. Did y'all notice that?
So Rod,
that lipstick be damn near teeth touching. She don't got no lips.
So Rod, he gets the best of both worlds. He has Kiana here.
Once again, I ain't mad at him.
Who has the full lips, and then he has.
I don't know. It's just, here's the thing. Like, when we first got introduced to the second girl, Kiana, like, right before we panned over and we saw the other girl in the bed, in my heart of hearts, I was like, I just don't believe this. I can't buy this. Like, I can't believe that this is real life.
I will not subscribe to this.
I will not subscribe.
Right. We can buy it because in Miami people over there watching.
Oh, yeah, yep.
We got the Taz Angels, which is, you know, if you don't know who they are, they're a group of girls who are under this man named Taz.
Taz.
And he actually, provides a home for these women.
From the Looney Tunes.
And they provide entertainment to the entertainment through the Instagram and the YouTubes. These girls are very infamous for twerking, for, you know, being together in one house and being amongst each other. You know,
hooked on their Snapchat.
Yeah. So what can we learn from this whole situation?
All right. So what you can learn from watching the Taz Angels is how to twerk, how to make meals, and how to turn up in the club. But what they don't show on the Snapchat is the
fucking?
Yeah, is the dick that they're getting.
Well, they all have to sleep with
and they all have to share it.
Right? How many women are we talking about?
Usually a group of 4 to 5.
4 to 5 women.
And they recruit.
There's one main girl. I can't think of her name, but she's ride or die. Like really? She's not going anywhere. And I'm if you guys know in the group chat, bring up her name, but yeah,
and these girls are on a strict diet.
Oh yeah,
they
stay in shape.
Yeah,
unfortunately, they're like role models to girls. Unfortunately,
that's the Instagram generation.
That's just how life is.
But so, like,
okay,
this whole idea of sister wives and supporting one another and sharing the same beefcake. It's real people, and now it's on Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, so Mona, now it's in your living room. Obviously, she knows where she's headed in this whole situation.
For your entire family to see.
And what really got me was when Rod was like...
Welcome to 2017.
Rod was like, I'm finally out of jail trying to, you know, working really hard to put my family back together, and I got Mimi over here.
You gotta fight. Sometimes you gotta fight for your family.
This is what you call family matters. Then, all right. So, yeah.
It's a long way from Steve
Urkel. Have all these people running their mouths and everything
Oh my
gosh, we have Mimi who decides to run over to Stevie, and she's like running over to Stevie to ask him to check his boy.
Make sure
Kirk,
at his. Oh yeah, that too.
Why? Yeah. Why? You know? Do we? You know? Why do you feel like you need to go over to Stevie to ask him that? You should be, if you were really Rashida's friend, you would be calling her and texting her and asking her how she's doing rather than being a part of the streamline of messiness.
Yep.
And yeah.
She could have reached out and we just didn't see that. It just didn't make air.
It didn't make air. Yeah.
But who knows?
One thing they said is Stevie J and Mimi do have a strong relationship. They are like best friends, I guess. I mean, they do have a child together, whatever the case. So
makes sense.
It does seem like a conversation they might have over bread and wine or something.
You know, a little pillow talk.
A little pillow talk. Bread and wine. You know, these men are so busy spreading their sauce around. That's what Mimi said.
Oh, right.
Because it's just the men. Yeah, it's just the men spreading the sauce.
They're over spreading. This sauce must be really high and mighty in Atlanta.
It must be. Must not be that much sauce to go around.
Maybe not.
I don't know. And speaking of sauce, Stevie J's drawers ain't got enough sauce.
Oh, according to a Mimi.
It ain't got enough sauce.
But long story short, Mimi's like really upset with the fact that now, you know, Stevie is going to be having a baby with Jocelyn, and she's like, I don't want Eva around her, and blah, blah, blah. We run over to the limo or the Uber, and Jocelyn gets Melissa to join her for her DNA investigation escapade, and they go over to what Mona hired a doctor. Maybe she was a real doctor. And the doctor basically was like, there's no way that we can...
Nothing, please keep going.
She was like, the doctor basically told Jocelyn, I know Jocelyn had to feel really stupid about this, but she basically told her that there's no way that we can get any DNA from this.
Man, I could have told your ass that. But the funny part was, Jocelyn got the nerve to say, kids, do not believe everything you see on TV. Thank you, especially this stupid ass show. The hell? That's all I gotta say. But we did skip over my man Waka.
Flocka. Oh, we gonna get there. We gonna save the best last. You know what I mean?
Waka. Actually, since we're talking about it, I wanted to bring this up to you guys and to the people at home in the group chat.
Live chat, yeah.
Please weigh in on this. Now, why do we as America excuse Waka Flocka for cheating, and we look at Kirk like he's like total piece of shit?
Well, because there's a, I feel like,
because we like
there's
Waka?
Another woman, because there's a baby involved, I feel like that's a lot more, you know, huger of an issue.
I mean, okay.
I mean, it was sad.
I don't know.
I don't know. What do you guys? That's a good question.
You know what? That is a great question. Now, I'm biased because I don't know much about Kirk, but I know Waka from his, you know, Gucci days to where he's at now. So I rock with Waka because I've seen him.
We like Waka. That's
I've seen
why.
Him grow as a person, you know, and just like he came at this episode here, he came real like, yo, I'm done. I want my family back.
Kurt did
I know
that last
I was
season.
Wrong. Kurt, no. Kurt's Kurt ass wouldn't even tell her the truth.
This is a new storyline. But I'm saying he did the exact same thing last season. This time it's with a kid.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. We let Waka get away with it because we like Waka.
Because we like Waka
and Tammy.
Waka's painted a different way on the show.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, oh, they're just having a rough patch.
Right.
We're like, Kurt is painted like he's a shithole. He's the worst. He's an asshole. The worst human being ever who would do this to their family and their wife and their best friend and their child.
Move them in the same building and shit.
Come on, Kurt. Just sad because Rashida was like, made that such as like, put it on him, make them want to marry me. Like, she was so proud of her like marriage and to see all this just trickle down and play out.
Yeah.
And Tammy seems like the type to just kind of keep everything on the low.
Definitely. You know? Like, she definitely keeps everything in between them.
Yeah, you know? I mean, they did go on Breakfast Club and they did an interview.
Spoke about it, yep.
Last year, and Waka, you know, he's very sincere. Like, he's really trying to get his family back right. He's trying to, you know, be a good man, be a good husband.
So was Kurt.
And, but the difference is that Tammy moved out. She's now got her independence back. She's in her own townhouse.
Man,
that's sipping cute. On her wine.
Man.
Okay. And,
that's cute.
That whole scene, she tried watching so hard
Scandal?
Not to
watching
smile.
Watching Scandal.
All right.
How to Get Away from Murder. But, you know, ahead of that, we did see Waka meet up with his boys.
Oh, yeah.
His boys, Young Scrap Jock and Scrap.
They got the Rari's washed. Nah. The Porsche.
Dude's
the rental car.
Porsche.
Dude's
damn right, they was all rentals. They were still at the dealership.
I was watching that scene like, now what would I look like with my Honda Civic in the background washed? Not as cool.
No, but, you know, we do see that all these guys, Waka's like, you know, I see that they're having their problems and I hear all the craziness.
Yeah.
I don't want to sleep by myself. That probably was the best quote of the night. I don't want to sleep by myself.
No.
Heard it all before.
Waka was like, my boy doing the moonwalk. He moving backwards. I rock with that line right there.
Yeah, so basically, like, Tammy, she's, you know, she's really strong. She's keeping the fight through this. Although, you know, you did notice that she looked like she wanted to smile. I mean, in this moment, she probably was feeling like, yay, like, all this resistance that I've been doing towards
exactly.
this man is
now
working
I
out. I got him on the palm of my hand. Ladies, you know, when you do kind of just, like, play hard to get or, you know, bring that mysterious stuff back to the relationship, it does kind of like create a newness to it. And these two are married, you know, we don't know how long they've been married for, but when cheating comes into play, it's just kind of like,
how do you feel?
I'm not condoning
that.
Cheating, but it's kind of just like, what do you expect
that?
From a rapper? Like, you married a rap star.
Nah,
you expect
no
him
excuse.
To be like this, like, faithful, you know,
have you heard
man?
Of Kirk Franklin?
Kirk Franklin's not a rapper.
Yes, he's a gospel rapper. What you mean?
But
gotcha.
But anyhow, come on now. Like, she.
Do you want a revolution? Whoa, whoa.
You know what? Good point. But all I'm saying is that she made a good point. She said, I don't want to have to be up in the middle of the night checking my phone, tossing and turning. Like, I don't want to go through that again.
I mean, but I think that just comes with any man in any relationship. It's just how they deal with it at that point.
I mean, you ain't got to be a rapper. You could be a mailman. A mailman,
right.
If a man
yeah.
wants to cheat, he's going to cheat. You could be a milkman, you could cheat. You could be
That's
a
true.
Businessman. A businessman.
Dropping off milk everywhere.
A businessman is going to be away
off that
on
D
trips.
Package. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a businessman is going to be away on trips, and if he wants to cheat, he wants to cheat. And it has nothing to do with the woman. It has to do a lot with the man and what he's lacking and what he feels like he can't get within himself. It has nothing to do with what he's not getting at home.
Ladies, the moral of the story, hold these guys responsible. Please.
Because, and hold the communication responsibility, too, because without that, anything could trickle and fall. So
I just be like fucking Rod.
Get you two.
All right, there.
Be honest and keep two.
You know, get you two.
They
and
seem
one.
To be happy for now.
Right.
For now, yeah.
They young, they wild, but it was just a lot going on in this episode, especially when
Too
we
much.
See that Jessica Dime and Tommy
Why
are now they, besties.
Why they even meet up for? What did they talk about?
She was like, girl, we both street.
Yeah,
we both street bitches.
You know?
I like you. We both straight.
But
Tammy is a lot like me. We're both street bitches.
Tommy and Jessica Dime, I could see them joining forces and getting, you know, Jocelyn at the reunion or something. I could see that. Or trying to get her at the reunion. Cause
I could see that relationship crumbling in two episodes.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
Fights. But basically, they are now friends. And Jessica Dime is saying that she wants Carly and Tommy to make amends and be friends. Because if we can't, you know, have two street, you know, girls hang out, then we might as well just bring in, you know, the treacherous thought and just have it, a, you know, a trio pack. So, you know, they're over here conspiring.
Treacherous thought.
The treacherous thought.
That's a new one. Then.
Yeah, but that was a good one. They're conspiring and, you know, just being besties like they should. And Jessica Dime decides to bring up a double date idea.
Yeah, because nobody's ever heard of double dates before.
Girl, I ain't never did that shit neither. It just sound cute.
Yeah,
it
so sound cute. That was, you know, a little filler, a little, you know, cool.
No, it
thing.
Wasn't a filler.
But no, we gonna get to that. But I just wanted to touch on Tammy meeting up with Rashida. This particular part of the episode
I felt that.
It got deep.
I felt that for sure.
Because that was a real ass scene.
I think so. I think so. She started
and they
saying a
both
lot
can
of,
relate.
Yeah, and now we can see the difference between a real, you know, last week I was saying that Carly is a real friend because she came and she talked to Rashida, but after seeing her behavior in this episode and her going to those other girls and yapping about a marriage that she knows nothing about, she only knows a sliver.
Mm-hmm.
I just like, mm-hmm. I don't know, I just now see that she's not a real friend.
Like I said,
fair.
Don't talk about what you don't know about. I don't care if you got receipts and all that. It's not your relationship.
Yeah, I mean, Tammy, she came in with, you know, wholeheartedly, and she's like, "What? Like, I want to know what's going on." And she didn't go in and say what she heard in the streets. She, you know, she talked to Rashida like a real friend.
Yeah.
And we now see that, you know, she's giving her advice that maybe just leave him cold. Like, if he doesn't, if he's not going to know how it feels to not have you, if, you know, you're not there. What was your guys' like thoughts on her advice?
She said something real, which what Khalil mentioned earlier in the show, because she was like, look, there's nothing wrong with you. You didn't do anything wrong. And then, like, Rashida was like, see, why do we feel like that? You know, what did I do wrong? Some blah, blah, blah. And, like, my man Khalil said is if he has to go take a piss, it's either stall 1, 2, 3, or 4. You know, it just comes down to the choice.
And that's the thing about men is that they, when... Like, when a woman links up with a man, she's imparting her soul with the man. A man, when he's linking up with women, it's just, he's just shooting them. He's just getting, you know,
he's
good going.
I need to be 3 for 3.
He's getting his good going, but.
I gotta hold down my guys right now and say, no, we are invested. It might not be 100% invested, but there's something there.
And it's always, they always want to go to the ratchet hoes. They always want to pick and choose on the ratchet hoes when they got the McQueen at home. And they don't know how to act, but we're going to get on that. Like, we're going to keep talking about that, ladies, because this is just an ongoing situation. And it's been 9 years.
It's been 9 years. 9 long years. Every day I had to fight.
Fences.
It's been 9 years and I see Rod in so long, you know. Yeah. And, you know, I got my girl Melissa to basically close down the bar.
This scene was...
So we have Mimi, who decides to finally get her investigative pants on and meet up with her Rodney.
Right.
The one and only Rodney. So Rodney,
we definitely needed her
Rod
to do that.
Comes in with the
squirrel
Blackula jacket.
With the Blackula. That's actually a good one.
With the fur, he's like, I got hoes. I got hella hoes.
Different area codes.
He's like, I got hoes. Uh-huh. He's feeling himself, clearly. He's like,
wearing that jacket, he's got to.
He's like, I'm on Loving Hip Hop. I got two things in the truck waiting for me to text him to come in. I'm about to kill this scene. Woof. Let's go.
Wolf. He did look. He looked like a wolf. He low-key did, because he came in there and he thought that he was going to be able to slide in real deep and talk with Mimi, and it was just going to be, you know, bygones be bygones. I just love this scene in particular because of Melissa. She was like the way that she was moving her head, it was kind of like, I don't know if you guys peeped that camera scale, but
yeah,
it was,
she was like, wait, hold on.
And so,
what'd you say?
Because don't make me come over this bar and get you.
Right.
But no, it was just a lot going on in this particular scene, because Rod and Mimi, they start talking. Rod confronts Mimi basically because he feels like she's been running her mouth in the streets about him being a scammer.
Throwing dirt on my name.
You are a scammer.
My name is my name.
Right. I gotta protect my soil. But
and my family. Can't forget the family.
He brings the family.
Yeah.
He said, I've got a surprise.
Let me send this text.
And he, you know, Jasmine and Kiana pull up.
Walks in thing one and thing two.
And they had to be there because they needed to, you know, back up their man and everything like that. When you think about this whole situation, it has nothing to really do with Kiana, and it has nothing to do with Rod in particular.
Nothing.
It's Jasmine,
who's
right.
The girl with no lips.
Dumb.
She's just trying to clear her name, I guess.
Shout out to CC Freak, said Rod looked like Vin Rames.
Oh, you know Vin Rames? One. Yeah.
Butt naked in the kitchen, cooking eggs.
Want some eggs?
He does kind of look like him from Stupid Baby Boy. Stupid little Melissa, don't talk to my woman like that. Melissa was like with the detective moves tonight. Yeah,
she hit her on some questions. Boom, boom, my and Kiana gonna spill the beans about and I got with Kirk too, which I feel like that's the only reason why she had to be there was just basically, to share that basically, small shit. Basically.
I just want to know like what Kirk did to both these women to have them just running their mouths in the streets about him. They can't even go to Kirk and have a meeting like civilized adults. They're going all around the city telling. And so Melissa was like, how do we even know that the baby is even his?
That's right.
You a stripper. Like, y'all stripper wives. He's like, you could have had anybody. You could have slept with anyone. So how do we know? And the look on Jasmine's face, if we could have just froze the camera.
Oh, shit.
She was like,
you got a good point.
you are right about that. But,
which, too, actually, yeah, because someone mentioned in the comments last week about a comment that I made on the show. But this is the shit I'm talking about. When these strippers are out here making these moves, it makes it look bad for every other dancer out there. Am I
point
wrong?
Blank period.
Right.
Men, if you're going to be effing these strippers,
you've been coming at the men all show. Hold on. You've been coming at men all show.
Use a lamb skin.
And the defensive men everywhere, condoms are hard. And it takes two
See,
to tango.
That's the problem.
It takes two to tango.
That's the problem.
All right? It takes two to tango.
No, you don't use a condom on your wife or wifey or female who you feel like is going to be.
Oh, I was talking about just anybody.
No, I'm not talking about for you. I'm sorry I said you. I'm saying...
I know. You saying if you're going to go out and mess around. I'm saying anybody.
Anybody. We
Wifey
raw dog
all
in these
mess
hoes.
Around. Just... Straight it's like up. Trying to eat spaghetti without a utensil.
And speaking of spaghetti, we've got the double date at the nearest learn how to cook spot. Cooking 101 in ATL.
Because we need to learn how to make meatballs. Because that is so difficult. I have no idea. How the hell do I make meatballs? Please, somebody at home, if you have a recipe, a YouTube link, just anything, I don't know where to start. How do you make meatballs, guys?
If anything, it could have
What's the first ingredient?
But that's the spaghetti and meatballs is the ratchet meal to cook.
Isn't it?
Have you ever heard that
voodoo trick about spaghetti? Y'all ain't never heard that?
No.
Okay. So it's a little nasty, but whatever. So it's women, they put their remains from the menstrual cycle into the spaghetti. And then that way they can like control the man that they feed it to. I'm not making this up, bro.
I'm gone.
I'm not making this up.
Wow.
I ain't viewers never heard of that. Have the viewers I'm
gone. Googling it. And right. They open a new tab and Google it.
All right.
It's a thing.
Let's move on.
So, yeah, I don't so want no parts of this conversation. Jessica Dime. She
done made some spaghetti.
That's she cute. She cute. She sets up the date. She has Alexis Sky, who, if you guys don't know who that is, that's Fetty Wap's ex girlfriend. Fetty Wap, you know, is known for going back from Alexis Sky to this other female that he used to deal with, like one of his baby mamas. And so then Jessica Dime was like, you know, Fetty Wap, you probably know Alexis Sky because he got Masika from Love and Hip Hop LA pregnant.
Why even bring her on the show? Fetty's not on the show.
But you know what? It's going to be, I think we're going to see a few things happening because we hear Jessica Dime. She said that she's stepped her game up and she's dating a basketball player. So she's got her a little b-ball player. She feels like she's like, you know.
I feel like he just didn't want to be on the show.
He didn't want to be in
the D-League or something.
Yeah. So they.
There's nothing wrong with it. Look. Now, any man out there doing his thing. Fine, good for him. But you know what? I feel like he ain't want to be in the show.
He didn't want to be in the show because he don't want people knowing that he would.
Exactly.
She looked cute in this particular scene, you know. And so Tommy walks in. In walks Tommy, who it was funny because we hear from Tommy like, you know, my date's very intelligent.
He's funny
and all of this, and all of a sudden
it's going
in.
Down meet me in the mall, it's going down meet me in the club, it's going
in
down
in walks in Young Jock. Checkmate.
Anyway, you need a guarantee, it's going down.
Checkmate.
And when did they, I feel like they started talking again on us this episode, unless I missed something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Carly and Jock together again. That we was just introduced
that
to that this
episode.
Episode.
No, it was the first.
It was on the first one.
The tree
okay.
house. The tree house.
That's
with the
okay.
llamas.
That's why.
So,
with the llamas.
Basically, Tommy's like one for one. Do not play me. You try to come with my man, I'm going to take your man, and I'm going to do it with class.
That's
okay.
Doing it.
So, basically,
Petty.
I feel like Jock is always played as like a ploy. First, he was with Jessica Dime. Remember last season when tries to get with Jessica Diamond? She's like, girl, bye. Like, boy, bye. Mm-hmm. Like, sorry. So Tommy, on the other hand, you know, has Jock around her finger. Because I feel like Jock is kind of like just, he just wants to be everywhere and anywhere.
I mean, yeah, I'm actually glad you said that because I know we'll get into predictions. But as we've seen in the previews next week, Jock done got with somebody else on the show. Miss, I'm a whole Jasmine, Mr. I just had Kirk's baby.
Yeah, he said that.
Now they got together too.
He did say that.
So this whole storyline, so much drama.
Man, I don't
so
have enough paper
together.
To draw this diagram. This is gonna be a really hard diagram, guys.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
But you know what's so funny is from the first episode when we found out that Jasmine was had the baby and all that. There was a particular scene where I thought that Jock was gonna be like, "No, it's actually my baby." Like,
you know what?
I was about to fall out like Carly Rae.
When I think about it, Jock was very concerned. You know? Oh, that's actually true. Good point.
So yeah,
plot twist.
Because he was concerned. Like, wait, hold on. That's my man. Let me take this. So that could be.
You know what?
Okay,
what
we'll find out.
I see, next episode, I just see us singing, "That baby don't look like me.
That baby don't look like me."
Because we see that they introduced the baby, but then the way that the scene cut where
they don't see.
Right, where you'll see the face.
Imagine if it's Jocks and the baby got a perm.
Oh.
That would be funny.
So we're going to do quotables before we end off.
Yeah.
Because we've been having so much fun with you guys. Before we end off, what was your favorite quotes from the show?
Shout out to my man Rod. Same porno star swinging from Rod. That was actually very clever.
Mine goes to his concubine, Jasmine, when she said, "Tell your people to put their dick in their pants."
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Basically.
That's how you got pregnant.
Yeah.
Because his dick just fell out.
It just was out there.
Your legs were closed the whole time.
Right. And your pants were on. They were closed and her pants were on.
And zipped up.
The entire time. Zipped up. And she had a chastity belt on that day. I saw her. I saw you. I remember.
Come on, son.
I just want to know what strip club in particular this is. Is this Magic City? Or is it multiple? Are these girls swinging from pole to pole, from tree to tree to treehouse? We'll find out next
on
week.
Next
on Dragon Ball Z.
we always do that.
No, but next week is about to be funny. We got the new
with
girl.
This new bitch.
The new girl.
this new girl. One.
I'm not here.
I got all the 1 million followers.
So what?
Is that the first thing
I know? 15-year-olds with more followers.
For real.
Girl. Well, you know, if you had fun watching it with us, we know you had fun because we love you guys. No, but seriously, we couldn't do this show without you guys. We love when you guys comment and watch every week. And we also love when you download and like us on, you know, iTunes and
YouTube.
Head over to www.afterbuzz.com. And, you know, get over there, watch the shows, subscribe and do all that great stuff, because without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do it. Where can we find you guys at?
You can find me at Khalil Boo Boo on Twitter and Instagram. And also, just piggybacking off what you said, I wanted to shout out everybody in the chat who is with us every week. Sky Patterson, Misha
CC
C,
Freak.
CC Freak in here.
Always in
Michelle
the
D, y'all always rocking with us. And everybody else who I didn't name out, sorry, because we run out of time and they're playing the music, so I need to shut the fuck up.
Go. Yeah, shout out Twitter, Instagram at Be Your Own Dad. Shout out to everybody that actually reached out to me on Instagram and replied back in the YouTube comments. Keep doing that. I'll talk to y'all in the comments. Deuces.
Sweet 16, baby Gamecocks. I see y'all out here.
Gosh. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae. And just be sure to also follow AfterBuzz TV on Twitter and on Instagram.
Get it
in and figure out, you know, what's going on with us, because we love you guys. And like I said, we will be back next week for episode 4. It's going to be ratchet on a Monday, so you don't want to miss out.
Ooh, on a Monday.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.